you hide food?
No.
You don't? You don't hide snacks around the house so your other family members don't eat it? Nothing like that?
Yes.
Well, is it yes or no? I asked you the question.
I had to think, do I hide... See, the first thing when you said that, I thought, do I hide food in my office at work? Which I don't. Because if I did, I would eat it all day long. But
you probably keep food in your office. That's different than hiding. I mean, like at home, do you hide the ho-hos? Like you told me last weekend, you were craving ho-hos or something like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Yodels or something weird like that. Do you hide that sort of thing so your family does not eat them?
I have, yes. And I've hidden things in the freezer underneath other things because let's say I get a little small pizza and I want to save it for later. My kids will eat 10 of those at one time. So if I want to save it, I got to hide it.
Right, right.
So I have hidden shrimp underneath chicken before in the freezer so nobody eats it.
There's a great scene in Mare of Easttown, if you're watching that on HBO. It's the Kate Winslet and Evan Peters series that's going on right now. It's I think we have maybe another two episodes left. There's a great scene in it. Jean Smart plays the mom. And there's a scene where, like, you know, all the shit's going down. Everyone's really freaking out. And she goes to the freezer and she pulls out this big giant bag of mixed vegetables. And she sits down and she grabs a spoon. And you're like, is she going to eat frozen mixed vegetables? And she reaches in and she pulls out a pint of Haagen-Dazs. She hides the Haagen-Dazs inside the mixed vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's brilliant. Because I have hidden food. The reason why I have to hide food here is because my boyfriend gets like a sugar craving. And once he gets a sugar craving, there's no stopping him. Anything that's out, it's just gone. Like I'll wake up in the morning and anything that I had is he'll a little note, sorry, I ate all your and fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I have started cooking gluten-free, as soon as you're diagnosed with celiacs, it changes your life and you start like cooking differently and making different things. So I make these gluten-free brownies and they're delicious. They taste like real brownies. Like I gave one to my boyfriend. I was like, what do you think of these brownies? He's like, these are amazing. I said, they're gluten-free. He's like, wow, these are great. So now I make lots of them so he can have some also.
Mm-hmm.
But I only had a little bit left. I had like maybe 5 or 6 of them left. And I know if I leave them out, if there's 5 or 6, I know he's going to eat 4 of them and leave me 2. But that's my only, that's all I got. He can have anything else in the house. So I have started to hide food because once it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and he's having those cravings, he's not going to the store. He's just going to eat whatever's in the house. And I'm going to get a note in the morning of apology. So I've learned to start hiding things that I really don't want him to eat. So I felt bad about that. But then there's a study that came out just today that said that 48% of us do exactly that. We stash treats in hidden spots around the house. Some people don't leave it in the kitchen. Some people actually have other places that they hide stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason is because they don't want to share it with the rest of the family.
When you have kids like mine who, if there's a breakfast pastry that most people only eat one of, they'll eat 8 of them.
Right.
You know, there's a donut place called Duck Donuts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear God. There's nothing better. They make the donut in front of you. They dip it in chocolate in front of you. And every donut is $2.50.
Wow.
A donut. So if I get 6 donuts, that's a lot of money. And I bring it home and it's like, you'll have one. And then the next day you'll have one. My kids go in there and go, all 6 of those were great. No, it's not Krispy Kreme. They're not a nickel each.
Right. These are a delicacy.
Right. So
you eat these as a reward. Like you had a good day. You were good today. You get one.
Yeah. I fought myself one day all the way home from not eating one in the car. I was like, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and enjoy it. But no, you have to hide things from kids or it will be eaten immediately.
Well, here are the 3 top places that Americans hide their food from their family.
Mm-hmm.
The number one place is behind the washing machine.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's interesting because like I think about my parents' house, behind the washing machine is where all the mice are.
Yeah, so that'd be where bugs live.
Yeah, that'd be the last place that I would want to hide something. Inside oatmeal containers. That's smart. That's almost like what I just told you about Mayor of Easttown, where Gene Smart was hiding it in the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So inside oatmeal containers. And the third is behind books on a bookshelf, which is good. Your house has no books.
We have no books.
So I don't, you couldn't do that, but the rest of us that do have bookshelves, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Have you hidden things inside of a book?
Oh God, yeah.
Have you hidden money from Joe?
So what I used to do when I was a kid, and I would still do it now, but I just have nothing to hide anymore. When I was a kid and we would like get a joint or somebody would give me cash or I would steal a 20 from my mother or something like that, I had an envelope taped behind a picture in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'd have to take the picture off the wall and there was an envelope taped to the back of it. And that's where I kept my stash, my money, anything I wanted to hide was in that envelope taped to behind the painting.
So now do you hide money from or things like that from Joe?
I don't have money now, so it's very easy to not hide it. Yeah. No, there's no reason to hide money from him. He's not going to take any of my money. No. Mm-hmm. I have nothing hidden except I've stopped hiding food because I'll forget where it is and I don't want bugs to get it. Mm. Now what I'll do is I'll just wrap it in tape and put a note on it and say, do not eat.
Well, you used to hide shoes.
Oh, well, that's because I didn't want him to know how much money I was spending.
So you've hidden shoes and clothes.
Yeah, I used to do all the time. And I would hide them in, I have this hamper that I never use.
Mm-hmm.
So I just would hide it in the hamper. And then we'd go out one night and I would pull the shoes out and put them on. And he'd go, those new shoes? No, I've had these forever.
You've been in the hamper.